It was a dark and stormy night.
Scout Church.
Hello, guys. I'm Briar Deacon, and I'm a Boy Scout. For one of my merit badges, I need to read to others for 4 hours. This podcast is my way of sharing this gift with others and improving my communication skills. I hope you enjoy the stories I share as much as I do. Today, I will be reading The Berenstain Bears on the Moon by Stan and Jan Berenstain. Again, this is my second book I'm reading tonight. Oh, by the way, the dark and stormy night part. No, don't worry. Don't worry about that. That was just to be funny. Now that I said it out loud, it's not as funny, but this book was always unreal to me, but great. It made me want. It gave me my idea for cartooning for one, and then it gave me this idea that there are these amazing things that people can do. So, here you go. The Berenstain Bears on the Moon by Stan and Jan Berenstain. On the night before the bears' big day, they look at the moon far, far away. Then morning comes. Today is the day. They will go to the moon far, far away. The crowd counts down. Rockets blast. They wave goodbye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Prepare for liftoff. They are off at last. Two little bears and one little pup. They are going off to the moon, going up, up, up. They look back down, but they can't find their treehouse home. They have left it far behind. Where is their town? It is hard to say. Their town is now far, far away. Now their feet no longer touch the ground. They are out in space. They float around. Two floating bears and their floating hound. Up ahead, it's a shower. It's a meteor shower. They will have to go through, turn on more power. Will they get to the moon? They will. They must. Their slogan is, to the moon or bust. Behind them, the earth is now so small. It is nothing more than a small blue ball. The pup begins to wonder when his paws will touch the earth again. Then up ahead, it's there, the moon. Buckle up tight. We are landing soon. Landing! They're landing in a cloud of dust. They said they would, and they said they must. They made it to the moon, and they didn't bust. Down into the old moon, they step with pride. Two bears and a pup along for the ride. Now the bears have many things to do, but first they look around. They enjoy the view. Then they fly their flag. They take moon notes. They collect moon rocks in their moon rock totes. Then they try some jumps high in the sky. Moon jumps almost make you fly. Now it's time to get behind the wheel and explore the moon in their moonmobile. Two bears on the moon. They're all packed up, ready to go home now. So is their pup. Will the rocket ship lift off? Will the rockets burn? Will the two little bears and their pup return? If the two little bears use all their skill, they will return. They will! They will! Two bears and their pup in their rocket ship on their way back home on their back-to-Earth trip. To their friends on the ground, to their house, safe and sound. Safe back on Earth, they step out of their ship. Wow, say the bears, that was quite a trip. Now they look up at the stars, very, very far away. Will they go up to a star? Well, they may, someday. Well, there you go, guys. The Berenstain Bears on the moon. Was not as good as I remember it. Maybe that was just because I was younger or something, but I don't know. But some interesting facts I figured out while I was reading. If you have this book, you can proofread, but you probably don't because it's old. So, number one is when they say, then the morning comes, today is the day they will go to the moon far, far away. Sorry. It shows the dad loading up the rocket with rocket fuel. Now, to kids, that might be cool, but I'm wondering, how did he get the fuel? And then the moon hound is on there without a suit, and I thought that was hilarious. You know, he's got no suit. And then there's the other people that are sitting there at the end. Sitting there when the rocket ship lands. And for one, I'm pretty sure rocket ships go in the sea, for one, when they land. And number two, it takes 4 days. 4 days to get to the moon and 4 days to get back. So were they waiting there for 9 or 8 days? I don't know. Not the point. It was fun. If you don't like my commentary, you can cut it out, of course. If you do like my commentary, well, it's not always there. And I'm not going to tell a lie. I'm going to say I forget a lot. Like, in the recent days, I didn't have my introduction. I didn't memorize it. I memorized the first sentence. But still. So. Yeah. Wear a seatbelt. Grain of sand. Goodbye!